Tom Scher, president of the Academy. Welcome to our home.
Welcome to the Lore of the Films podcast. I am Ryan Fernand, and I promise I will at least... I am Ryan Fernand, and I promise that I will at least try to wrap this up before the start of SNL. Last week, we had some technical difficulties, and I said I would be getting to my top 10 TV series and top 10 films of 2010 list. However, in the past week, I have decided to go with a different format with the podcast. Instead, the podcast will only cover one big event that has happened in the film or television world in that week. So, due to wanting to cover the Oscar nominations this week, my 2010 list will have to wait another week. So, next week will be my top 10 TV series of 2010 episode, and the following week will be my top 10 films of 2010 episode. So, as I said, this week I will be covering the Oscar nominations, so let's get to it. I'll start off with the original screenplay category, where I correctly predicted four of the five nominees. If you listened to the last episode of this podcast, I did my predictions there, and I got four or five in this category. The only difference being between my predictions and the actual nominations was that Another Year ended up making it over Best Picture nominee Black Swan. Surprisingly, Black Swan ended up being the only Best Picture nominee to not receive a screenplay nomination. And it was Another Year that beat it out, and this would be Mike Leigh's fifth nomination for Another Year. It would be his fifth nomination in the screenplay categories, original screenplay category to be precise. And I probably should have predicted this, but Leigh's work was not gaining any traction at all during the precursor season, so I went with Black Swan instead. The other nominees were, of course, The Fighter, Inception, The Kids Are Alright, and The King's Speech. At this point, if I were to choose a winner in this category, it would probably be David Sadler's work for The King's Speech. The King's Speech has quickly emerged as a frontrunner for Best Picture, and if it is not going to get Best Director or Best Editing, it has to score here to have any chance at being the Best Picture winner, so you'd have to assume it would win here. The only spoiler I can see making it in this category is The Kids Are Alright, as it is one of the more acclaimed scripts out there. And many other pundits will probably say Christopher Nolan's work on Inception would be the biggest spoiler out of the nominees in terms of having a chance to beat The King's Speech. But I would say that's probably not true. I mean, a bunch of people will say that the Best Director snub by the Academy will make it so there's more of a chance that they would vote for him here, but that's very illogical thinking, as the film missed out in film editing, which anyone who has seen it could easily make a case for Lee Smith's editing on the film as being the best work of the year in terms of editing on any film. And the only logical reasoning for it missing out in editing is that the voters were confused by Inception. For this reason, Inception will not win, because voters will not vote for something they don't understand, and they definitely won't vote for something they don't understand in a screenplay category. So on to an adapted screenplay, where my predictions, I went a perfect 5 for 5 with my predictions in this category. I predicted 127 Hours, The Social Network, Toy Story 3, True Grit, and Winner's Bone, and those ended up being the five nominees. The runaway frontrunner for the win here is Aaron Sorkin for The Social Network. This is even more of a lock than Up in the Air script supposedly was here last year, and if you remember last year, Precious ended up beating out Up in the Air despite it won all the precursor awards. But that, I am pretty sure, will not happen again this year. The Social Network will win pretty easily. And if somehow this Aaron Sorkin loses, it would be a huge upset. On to Best Supporting Actress, where I went 4 for 5 in my predictions. The only difference was Hailee Steinfeld for True Grit made it in over Mila Kunis for Black Swan, and I was predicting Kunis. I talked a lot about Hailee Steinfeld's situation last week and during my predictions articles on loreofthefilms.blogspot.com, and I said she probably wouldn't make it in because she was being campaigned in the supporting actress category, where she actually ended up getting. But she is definitely the lead character in the film, and the BAFTAs nominated her in lead actress. And because there was two prominent sides emerging, that she was supporting actress and that she was lead actress, I thought voter confusion would have led to her being snubbed. I thought instead that Mila Kunis, who got all the other precursor nominations except for BAFTAs, I thought she would get in. However, Black Swan did not get the support from the Academy that the precursors suggested it would. The other four nominees, of course, were Amy Adams for The Fighter, Helena Bonham Carter for The King's Speech, Melissa Leo for The Fighter, and Jackie Weaver for Animal Kingdom. This is still by far the most open main category of the night, as my current prediction for the win is Melissa Leo. However, any of the other four ladies can still win, especially Hailee Steinfeld. She could, I could definitely see her easily winning here. With all five women still in the race, including the two fighter actresses, Leo and Adams, I wonder how much vote splitting will play into this category. And you'd have to think the more vote splitting there is in this category, the higher the chance that the fighter actresses don't win, and the fighter actresses are Leo and Adams. In supporting actor, I correctly predicted four of the five actors. Instead of predicting John Hawkes for Winter's Bone, who got the fifth nomination, I predicted Andrew Garfield for The Social Network. I really thought Hawks' campaign ran out of steam after he scored a Screen Actors Guild nomination, but obviously not. And despite The King's Speech becoming the frontrunner this past weekend for the Best Picture win at the Oscars, before the nominations, I thought The Social Network still had enough to pull, still had enough pull and strength to get Garfield in on its coattails, but obviously not. The four I did predict correctly were Christian Bale for The Fighter, Jeremy Renner for The Town, Mark Ruffalo for The Kids Are Alright, and Jeffrey Rush for The King's Speech. As for the winner, I am currently predicting Christian Bale for the win, but if The King's Speech were to have a huge night, and by huge I mean sweep, then watch out for Jeffrey Rush here. If he wins, it'll be a sign that a sweep is coming for The King's Speech. And lead actress, I correctly predicted four of the five nominees. The only miss I had was Michelle Williams for Blue Valentine. I instead predicted Julianne Moore for The Kids Are Alright, who seemed to be gaining steam after a BAFTA nomination. I also thought Williams' chances were slim after she missed a Screen Actors Guild Award nomination, and especially after she missed a BAFTA nomination. She only received a Golden Globe, and I think she got a Broadcast Film Critics Award. I might be wrong, though. Four actresses I did predict correctly were Annette Bening for The Kids Are Alright, Nicole Kidman for Rabbit Hole, Jennifer Lawrence for Winter's Bone, and Natalie Portman for Black Swan. In terms of who is winning this category, an actress other than Williams getting in would have made it a lot easier to predict this. If Moore got in, Julianne Moore I'm speaking of, it would be an easy idea or an easy proclamation to declare Portman the winner, as there would be some split voting between Moore and Bening because they're both in the same movie. And if Hilary Swank for Conviction made it in over Michelle Williams, Annette Bening would be, it'd be easy to pick Annette Bening as the winner, as Hilary Swank is Annette Bening's rival in Oscar races so far. She beat Annette Bening the two times they were both nominated. But it ended up being Williams, Michelle Williams, that made it in, and the race remains very cloudy at the moment. I am currently going against the conventional wisdom in picking Natalie Portman, and I am actually predicting Annette Bening to come out the victor. The nomination tally for Black Swan shows the Academy does not have as much enthusiasm for Black Swan as we once thought, and Portman comes away with the most question marks, such as, is she overexposed? Which, at this point, I honestly don't think she is. With this Bening prediction, maybe I'm just being extra cautious after those nominations. There were some crazy nominations and crazy snubs that I was not very happy with. And I am rooting for Portman in this category, so maybe I am just being a little cautious here. On to Best Lead Actor, where I correctly predicted four of the five nominees. Instead of predicting Javier Bardem for Beautiful, he got the fifth slot, I predicted Robert Duvall for Get Low. I'm not at all surprised by this difference, as I said all along it was killing me that I couldn't find a place for Bardem in this category. He had all the momentum in the world. He got some help from Julia Roberts, Sean Penn, some huge endorsements there, and I said if he were to get in, it would be Duvall that ended up missing out, which he did. But I honestly thought Duvall had more industry support this year than he actually did, so that's that. The other four nominees I did predict are Jeff the Dude Bridges for True Grit, and thus becoming the second actor to be nominated here for his portrayal of Rooster Cogburn. The first one was, of course, done... The first person to be nominated for playing Rooster Cogburn was, of course, John Wayne the Duke. So, first it was the Duke, now it is the Dude. Also nominated were Jesse Eisenberg for The Social Network, Colin Firth for The King's Speech, and James Franco for 127 Hours. Colin Firth is the runaway frontrunner in this category. However, Bridges and Franco would be much more interesting winners. I doubt they win. I think Firth will run away easily. But if Bridges won, he would be the first person to win back-to-back lead actor Oscars since Tom Hanks back in 94 and 95. His win would also make Rooster Cogburn the winningest character in Oscar history. As I mentioned above, John Wayne won his only Oscar for playing him. Additionally, James Franco will be hosting the Oscars this year, so it would be interesting to see the host of the ceremony win an award, but that is unlikely. On to director, where we had the snub of the year, as yet again, Christopher Nolan was snubbed for his work on Inception. Previously, he got a Directors Guild Award nomination for Memento in 2001, and he was snubbed there. Back in the 2008 season, he was nominated for a DGA award for The Dark Knight, was snubbed again. This time, he got another DGA award, and you'd have to think he would make it for his third time, but no, he got snubbed again. And in my mind, this is a huge travesty. I mean, how can M. Night Shyamalan be a Best Director Oscar nominee, which he was for The Sixth Sense, while Christopher Nolan has still not received one in this category? That's just ridiculous. Furthermore, how can that many people believe Tom Hooper, the Coen brothers, and David O. Russell did better directing jobs on their films than Nolan did with his visionary work on Inception? Furthermore, why is the director's branch so pissed off at Nolan, which they definitely are, or at least maybe a little bit jealous? I mean, there is the Hollywood Reporter story that was released earlier this week as proof that at least a few members are jealous of him. But why would the director's branch do something so as ridiculous as snub him in favor of a guy that has physically beat him up in public, which David O. Russell did after he got pissed off that Nolan was going to cast Jude Law in one of his movies? David O. Russell actually put him in a headlock. So I think it's quite ridiculous that Nolan gets snubbed in favor of somebody like this. And Inception, in my opinion, was way better than The Fighter. And Nolan's work was much greater than what O. Russell did for The Fighter, to be honest. Anyways, I predicted 4-5 here. I missed O. Russell in favor of Nolan. The other two nominees I haven't mentioned thus far are Darren Aronofsky for The Black Swan and David Fincher for The Social Network. David Fincher will probably prevail here on Oscar night. But as I'm doing this podcast right now, the Directors Guild Awards are currently taking place. If there's an upset here, it'd be quite shocking. I think David Fincher will pull off the win here at the Directors Guild Awards. But if somebody else wins, maybe David Fincher will be in some trouble. But I don't think so. There was the crazy upset at the Producer Guild Awards last week, but we will see. That probably won't be for another few hours, that being like 1 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time on Sunday the 30th. So now on to the big category of the ceremony, Best Picture, where I went a perfect 10 for 10 in my predictions. I got them all. The nominees and my predictions were 127 Hours, Black Swan, The Fighter, Inception, The Kids Are Alright, The King's Speech, The Social Network, Toy Story 3, True Grit, and Winter's Bone. There's still a lot of talk over what would be the five nominees if we were still under that system. And if I were to be a betting man and guess what the top five nominees are, I would say they would be Black Swan, The Fighter, The King's Speech, The Social Network, and True Grit. Inception would have gotten close, but I think the Screen Actors Guild Ensemble nomination for Black Swan means it would have beaten Inception to the final slot, as the actors composed the highest the group with the most people in the Academy. As for the winner, the Producers Guild win by the King's Speech puts it in the front-runner seat, but the race to the Oscar is a rocky one, and The Social Network could easily find itself in that front-runner seat at any moment. So only at this moment am I predicting the King's Speech. Tomorrow, I may be predicting The Social Network. It's a close race between those two. In total, I ended up predicting 86 of the 120 nominees in all categories, and that would be a percentage of 71.67. I think I did very good, and I am very proud of my predictions this year. Last week, I also went into predicting who the nomination leaders would be, and my prediction of the King's Speech being the nomination leader turned out to be correct. However, I predicted it would only get 11 nominations instead of the 12 it did receive. However, I did say if it were to receive 12, it would do so by getting in sound mixing, which it did. True Grit was second in nominations with 10, but I predicted it to only have 8 nominations and only finish it with the 5th most nominations, and it ended up finishing second. I also predicted The Social Network and Inception to have the same amount of nominations on nomination day, which they did. But I predicted them to have 10 nominations. They ended up with only 8. The other film I predicted to be one of the top 5 nomination leaders was Black Swan, which did not make the top 5, and it ended up only with 5 nominations instead of the 9 I predicted. So the final thing I want to go over very quickly is who and what I think the top 3 snubs were, and I honestly could not make a... These are snubs I'm mad at, and I wanted to also do a welcoming surprises list, but there weren't really that many welcoming surprises, to be honest. This was a kind of a disappointing nominations day, so I will list a few things I was happy about. Anyways, on to the number 3 biggest snub of nominations day, and that was Black Swan missing in the sound categories. Black Swan featured some amazing sound work, and the film steamrolled through the precursor season and received nominations from the Motion Picture Sound Editors and Cinema Audio Society, but on Tuesday morning, it didn't get called for the sound categories. The number 2 biggest snub was the snub of Lee Smith for his editing work on Inception. I mean, that movie does not work. It completely fails with an inferior editor due to those crazy dream-within-dream scenes in the second half. The movie would make no sense at all without the major work Lee Smith does. And Smith also scored the major precursor award for editing from the Editors Guild, so it was very surprising. As for the number 1 snub, in my opinion, it could have easily been replaced with Lee Smith, but this is the 3rd time this man has been snubbed in this category. And I am, of course, referring to Christopher Nolan for Best Director for his work on Inception. As I said, there weren't that many things I was surprised in a good way on Tuesday morning. However, I would like to make special note of Restrepo getting a surprise nomination in Best Documentary. It is by far the best documentary of the year. It's about these 2 journalists who follow a squad or platoon of soldiers in Afghanistan as they try to live in what's considered one of the most dangerous areas in the world. And it's a quite fascinating movie, and it definitely deserved its nomination it received. Alright, that is all from the Lore of the Films podcast. I am Ryan Fernand. You can find me at Ryan Fernand on Twitter, or you can go to lord-of-the-films.blogspot.com, where all my work is published there. And I will see you next Saturday at 11 p.m. for my top 10 TV series of 2010 list. Until then, have fun, guys.
To announce that the 10 films selected as the Best Picture nominees for 2010 are Black Swan, Mike Medavoy, Ron Oliver, and Scott Franklin, producers. The Fighter, David Hoberman, Todd Lieberman, and Mark Wahlberg, producers. In Inception, Emma Thomas and Christopher Nolan, producers. The Kids Are All Right, Gary Gilbert, Jeffrey Leverhulme, and Celine Rattray, producers. The King's Speech, Ian Canning, Emile Sherman, and Garth Ewen, producers. 127 Hours, Christian Coulson, Danny Boyle, and John Smithson, producers. The Social Network, Scott Rudin, Dana Brunetti, Michael DeLuca, and Sion Chafin, producers. Toy Story 3, Darla K. Anderson, producer. True Grit, Scott Rudin, Ethan Coen, and Joel Coen, producers. And Winner's Bone, Anne Rosalini, and Alex Madigan-Yorgan, producers.